Chapter 5. I am today. Yet is it that, though whiling the time somehow in walking, talking, smiling, I live not now. More Love Lyrics. 1967. And 50 summers. All new eyes, new minds, new modes, new fools, new wise, new woes to weep, new joys to prize. With nothing left of me, and new in that lived century's vivid view beyond a pinch of dust or two. A century which, if not sublime, will show, I doubt not, at its prime, a scope above this blinkered time. Yet what to me how far above? For I would only ask thereof, that thy worm should be my worm, love. 16 Westbourne Park Villas, 1867. Her definition, I lingered through the night to break of day, nor once did sleep extend a wing to me, intently busied with a vast array of epithets that should outfigure thee. Full-featured terms all fitless hastened by, and this sole speech remained. Hat maiden mine. Deeper from due description than did I perceive the indefinite phrase could yet define. As common chests encasing wares of price are borne with tenderness through halls of state, for what they cover, so the poor device of homely wording I could tolerate, knowing its unadornment held as freight the sweetest image outside paradise. WPV, Summer 1866. The division, rain on the windows, creaking doors, with blasts that besom the green, and I am here, and you are there, and 100 miles between. Oh, were it but the weather, dear, oh, were it but the miles, that summed up all our severance, there might be room for smiles. But that thwart thing betwixt us twain, which nothing cleaves or clears, is more than distance, dear, a rain, and longer than the years. 1893. On the departure platform, we kissed at the barrier, and passing through she left me, and moment by moment, got smaller and smaller, until to my view she was but a spot. A wee white spot of muslin fluff that down the diminishing platform bore through hustling crowds of gentle, and rough to the carriage door. Under the lamplight's fitful glowers, behind dark groups from far and near, whose interests were apart from ours, she would disappear, then show again. Till I ceased to see that flexible form, that nebulous white, and she who was more than my life to me had vanished quite. We have penned new plans since that fair fond day, and in season she will appear again perhaps in the same soft white array, but never as then. N.D.Y., young man, must eternally fly a joy you'll repeat, if you love her well? Oh friend, not happens twice thus. Why, I cannot tell. In a cathedral city, these people have not heard your name. No loungers in this placid place have helped to brew it your beauty's fame. The gray cathedral, towards whose face bend eyes untold, has met not yours. Your shade has never swept its space. Your form has never darked its doors. Nor have your faultless feet once thrown a pensive pit-pat on its floors. Along the street two maids well-known blithe lovers hum their tender airs, but in your praise voice not a tone. Since naught bespeaks you here, or bears, as I, your imprint through and through, here might I rest, till my heart shares the spot's unconsciousness of you. Salisbury. I say I'll seek her, I say, I'll seek her side ere hindrance interposes, but even midnight closes, and here I still abide. When darkness wears I see her sad eyes in a vision, they ask, what indecision detains you, love, from me? The creaking hinge is oiled, I have unbarred the back way, but you tread not the track way, and shall the thing be spoiled? Far cock crows echo shrill, the shadows are abating, and I am waiting, waiting, but oh, you tarry still. Her father, I met her, as we had privily planned, where passing feet beat busily. She whispered. Aether is at hand. He wished to walk with me. His presence as he joined us there banished our words of warmth away. We felt, with cloudings of despair, what love must lose that day. Her crimson lips remained unkissed, our fingers kept no tender hold, his lack of feeling made the tryst embarrassed, stiff, and cold. A cynic ghost then rose and said, but is his love for her so small that, nigh to yours, it may be read, as of no worth at all? You love her for her pink and white, But what when their fresh splendors close? His love will last her in despite of time, and rack, and foes. Weymouth. At waking, when night was lifting, and dawn had crept under its shade, amid cold clouds drifting dead white as a corpse outlaid, with a sudden scare I seemed to behold my love in bare hard lines unfold. Yea, in a moment, an insight that would not die killed her old endowment of charm, that had capped all nigh, which vanished to none like the guilt of a cloud, and showed her but one of the common crowd. She seemed but a sample of earth's poor average kind, lit up by no ample enrichments of meaner mind. I covered my eyes, as to cover the thought, and unrecognize what the morn had taught. O vision appalling, when the one believed in thing is seen falling, falling, with all to which hope can cling. Off! It is not true, for it cannot be that the prize I drew is a blank to me. Weymouth, 1869. 4 footprints. Here are the tracks upon the sand, where stood last evening she and I pressed heart to heart and hand to hand. The morning sun has baked them dry. I kissed her wet face wet with rain, for arid grief had burned up tears, while reached us as in sleeping pain the distant gurgling of the weirs. I have married him, yes. Feel that ring, 'tis a week ago that he put it on. Dot dot a dutiful daughter does this thing, and resignation succeeds anon. But that I body and soul was yours ere he'd possession, he'll never know. He's a confident man. The husband scores, apostrophe he says, in the long run. Dot dot now, dear, go. I went. And today I pass the spot, it is only a smart the more to endure, and she whom I held is as though she were not, for they have resumed their honeymoon tour. In the vaulted way, where the passage turned to the shadowy corner that none could see, you paused for our parting, plaintively, though overnight had come words that burned my fond frail happiness out of me. And then I kissed you, despite my thought that our spell must end when reflection came on what you had deemed me, whose one long aim had been to serve you, that what I sought. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.